New public comment rules draw pushback from neighborhood planning groups. Two city council actions that took effect July 1st are now fully operational, and one is already drawing resistance. Under Senate Bill 707, San Diego updated its public comment rules. Organized groups of two or more people may now coordinate combined presentations of up to 15 minutes, applicable to both in-person and virtual participants. The catch: participants must request their slot at least 24 hours in advance, submit a roster, and upload slide materials beforehand. Leaders of San Diego's 41 official neighborhood planning groups are the most vocal critics. These community advisory bodies have historically held a recognized role in city land use decisions, weighing in on development proposals and zoning changes in their communities. Under the new rules, they carry no dedicated status, treated the same as any other organized group requesting time. The council approved the change on June 29th, mandated by state law, though some flexibility may exist in how the city implements the finer details. A second council action, Item 204, the 2026 update to San Diego's Land Development Code, Local Coastal Program, Downtown Community Plan, and General Plan, is citywide in scope and will govern development decisions through the end of the year. With SB 79, new transit-oriented housing maps, and an active affordable housing push all in motion simultaneously, keeping the Land Development Code current is more than routine housekeeping. On the county level, the Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution canceling its July 14th meeting due to an anticipated lack of agenda items. The next general legislative session moves to July 22nd. On public safety, the Nimitz Boulevard homicide from July 3rd remains under active investigation. The victim, a white male believed to be between 50 and 60 years old, has not been publicly identified by the medical examiner. Investigators are still seeking surveillance footage from the Point Loma Heights area. The SDPD homicide unit can be reached at 619-531-2293. Holiday weekend DUI enforcement results remain pending. The year-to-date countywide total heading into the weekend stood at 4,068 DUI arrests, with the Sheriff's Office accounting for 593. Final figures from CHP and local agencies are expected early this week. Despite widespread reports of illegal fireworks activity overnight, no major structure fires or wildfire ignitions attributable to fireworks had been confirmed in public agency communications as of 5 a.m. Sunday.